Hello and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show. Well, it's not live, it's taped, but I'm actually here. The live local show that's all about the issues of aging. You know, there's lots of copycats, there's lots of other people talking about stuff. They're talking about finance, they talk about money, they talk about all kinds of stuff. This is the only show that I know of that's dedicated to the issues of aging. What happens when we get older? How do we take care of ourselves? Who makes decisions for us? How do we not kill off the caregiver? How do we decide who's going to take care of us? How do we decide how we're going to pay for all of this? How do we deal with someone with dementia? How do we make sense out of all of that? Do we make sense out of stuff that makes no sense? How can we deal with the things that we have to deal with every single day? I'm so glad to have you with us. My name, as I said, is Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney, don't practice law, don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the heck they're talking about. And there aren't a lot of those when it comes to senior issues. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license, recorded in Sacramento County, California, that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. I'm a notary. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. And everything we talk about here is my opinion only. It may be correct, but it's my opinion only, and should not be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It's my opinion only. And the sad reality of the world is, folks, if I don't say all that, there's somebody out there waiting to cause trouble. I had a good friend of mine talking to somebody the other day, and the other guy said, well, I heard that he did this, and I heard that he did this, and I heard that he did this. And my friend said, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. So there's all kinds of stuff floating around out there by people who really don't want you to know how this works. There's an entire industry of attorneys and care homes and caregivers and other people, nonprofits, that really don't want you to know how this works. When you look at all the new regulations that are coming down the pike, whether they're VA regulations or new Medi-Cal regulations or whatever, they all have one thing in common. All of them, every single one of them, are full of new torts. They're full of new opportunities for people to sue. There's no nice way to say it. There's no other way to say it. There's no pretend way to say it. It's just a new way for somebody to create a lawsuit. That's true of almost any law you will ever see, whether it's out of Congress or the state legislature or whatever, environmental law, whatever. It's always about creating new torts so that somebody can sue. It has always been thus, and it is today. The first thing that goes into law, whatever the law is or regulations, are new torts. It has forever been thus. And if you look at the new VA regs, and you look at the new Medi-Cal regs, and you look at all the Social Security disability, and you look at all that stuff, never forget who writes the laws, boys and girls. Never, ever, ever, ever. Who writes the laws? Legislatures. And legislatures are made up primarily of who? You answer the question. So I want to talk today about the reality that the good news is, despite all the stuff I talk about, despite, you know, the hardship of long-term care, and there is good news. And the good news is there is help available for you to pay for all of this. You got to pay attention, and you can't listen to idiots, and you can't listen to the naysayers. And somebody presented a case to me the other day. And a friend of mine who's an elder law attorney and said, one of my clients just brought, or somebody just brought one of his clients, brought this in and they've been denied Medi-Cal. Could you look at it and tell me why they've been denied? And my answer was because whoever did the Medi-Cal application is too stupid for words. The case was denied because the person doing the Medi-Cal didn't know what they were talking about. And as a result, these people got denied Medi-Cal, and they're now out tens of thousands of dollars paying the nursing home. And the person that did the Medi-Cal doesn't know how to appeal it. And it may not be appealable because the person who did the Medi-Cal didn't get in the information when they were supposed to. So despite all of that kind of stuff, despite what you've heard, despite that there's a look back and there's a state recovery in it, the good news is there is billions of dollars available to help pay for long-term care. There's just lots of it. There are lots of programs. The VA has programs. Medi-Cal has programs for home care. Medi-Cal has programs for daycare. Medi-Cal has programs for Medicare supplements. The VA has programs that helps pay for assisted living. The VA helps vets who are disabled. The VA, there's lots and lots of availability. So despite all the doom and gloom and everything you've heard, don't believe it. Now, I'm going to start out the show by doing something Mark Twain said never do. I tend to like Mark Twain. I call him Mark. I'm almost as old as he was. And Mark Twain said, there's damned lies and statistics. Well, I'm going to read you a statistic. I'm going to read this to you. And I want you to listen to the statistic. And at first, you're going to be depressed and you're going to go, Bob, what are you talking about? But I'm going to read that to you. Before I do that, let me remind you how you can get a hold of me. You can always call my 800 number, 800-999-8007. I have two workshops coming up, one on the 7th of February and one on the 13th of February. The one on the 13th of February is for people without children. It's a special workshop only for people without children, single or married. The one on the 17th is for everybody. On the 17th of February. You can always call me. You can call my 800 number, 800-999-8007. You can get in to see me. The appointments are free. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. And you can scroll down. You can send me an email. You can sign up for a workshop. You can call me. You can sign up for my email newsletter. You can do all kinds of things. But I just downloaded this today. If you go to AARP, they have a calculator there. And the calculator will calculate the costs in your area of what nursing homes cost, assisted living costs, and all that kind of stuff. So you can put it in, and you can make up any number. You can pick how much would it cost me to stay in assisted living for 2 years. Or 5 years, or 8 years, or how much would a nursing home cost me for 2 years, or whatever it is. How much would a caregiver cost me on average? All right? And you can, so I did that today. I thought, I'm going to do this today. We're going to talk about how to not kill off caregivers in a little bit, but one of the reasons is because, and never mind, we'll get to that in a minute. I don't want to get ahead of myself. So according to AARP today, when I ran the calculator, it told me that in the Sacramento-Roseville area, this area, okay, where we all live, in the Sacramento area, Sacramento County and environs, as they used to say, a private bed in a nursing home for 2 years would cost you, are you sitting down? Are you sitting down? Are you sitting down? Would cost you $150,000 a year. In 2019, that cost is expected to go up $11,000. So in the next year, that cost will go up $11,000. I'm not making these numbers up, folks. If you go into a semi-private room, which is a two-bedroom in a nursing home in this area, according to the calculator ran for AARP today. I'm not picking on AARP. I'm just saying this is like today. This is what they think the average is. A two-bedroom in a nursing home would cost you $94,000 a year in Sacramento environs. So for 2 years, you'd multiply 94 times two, and you get pretty close to $200,000. We're now talking serious money. I'm not talking forever and ever and ever. I'm talking for a lousy 2 years. Next year, that cost is expected to go up to $98,000 a year. My point is, if you're 70 years old and you're going, Bob, I'm not going in a nursing home today, then I congratulate you and warn you. Because 10 years from now, if it's going up $4,000 a year, and today it costs $94,000 to be in a nursing home in a two-bedroom, and you're not going in a nursing home for 10 years, 10 times 4, no compounding here, is $40,000 on top of $94,000. As I figure that out, is $134,000 a year that same nursing home bed's going to cost you in 10 years. And if you're thinking about long-term care insurance today at 70, you probably can't afford it because of the cost of long-term care insurance today. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm not making the numbers up. For assisted living, well, Bob, I'm not going to a nursing home because I'm special. All these other people I know went to nursing homes, but not me because I'm special. I'm only going to assisted living. Okay. The average cost today for assisted living for a studio per year in this area is $40,000 a year. It's $40,000 a year. Now, if you're in assisted living for an average of 3 years, that's $120,000. And some of you are going to be in a memory care unit. Oh, memory care. Oh. Well, Bob, I'm not going to a nursing home when I have dementia. I'm going to go to memory care. Memory care is assisted living. Memory care will cost you on average $80,000 a year. Well, Bob, I'm not going any of those places. I'm going to stay home. Okay. The average cost, according to this today, the average cost for a caregiver in Sacramento is $25 an hour. I got my little calculator out. $25 an hour, and I need that person for 40 hours a week, a regular work week. That's $1,000 a week. That's $4,000 a month. Do you think that cost is going to go up or down? Bob, what? But I need somebody for more. I need, my mom's going to need 24. So let's take 25 times 24 hours in a day times 30 days in a month, and that's $18,000 per month for home care. I don't know what to do, Bob. I know. That's the whole point. Now, I want to talk about something else related to this, and I really, really, really want you to listen. First of all, remember the good news is there's help with all of this. The bad news is if you wait, that help won't be there. So if you think you're going to outwait this, you're just not really smart. You can't outwait this. It's going to happen to you. It happens to all of us. We are all going to lose independence. All of us. Every single one of us. Your mom and dad. I've got somebody right now that I know whose mom and dad, there's a family, and mom and dad are both going bonkers, and the family is fighting to the point where they've spent almost $200,000 on care, and they still haven't figured out what to do because the family can't figure it out, because all the brothers and sisters are fighting with each other. Because nobody did any planning in advance, because it was never going to happen to mom and dad. The good news is, this can always be done. The bad news is, until it's too late. The good news is, all these costs I'm talking about it can be mitigated, can be neutralized, can be planned for, until it's gone, and then it's too late. I want to raise an issue that's really important along with all of this. Long-term care is primarily a woman's problem. I'm going to explain to you. If you're an 85-year-old man, on average, 75 to 85% of 85-year-old men are married. That means that every night, when most 85-year-old men sit down to dinner, they're looking at their caregiver. Nobody thinks about it that way, but in reality, that's what's happening. Now, let that sink in for a minute. And if you're a woman, really let this sink in. I do not understand why every 70-year-old woman in town is not in my office. I really don't. And it's because nobody talks about this, but I'm going to talk about it. So if you're an 85-year-old man, the odds are 75 to 85% of you are at age 85 are going to be married. And when you sit down to dinner, you're going to be looking across the table at your caregiver. For women age 85, it's 16% are married at age 85. Most women at age 85 are looking across the table at an empty chair. They don't have a caregiver. They don't have a caregiver. There are 40 million unpaid caregivers in the United States, usually children or spouses. 40 million, folks. 41% of those people lose their jobs trying to take care of somebody. If you're a woman, you should be really concerned about this. If you walk into any nursing home tomorrow or assisted living facility tomorrow, 75-80% of all the residents of those facilities will be women. Men in general don't have a long-term care problem. Women do. Women do. I want you to think of, I want you to listen to another statistic. If you had a business and you lost $8,500 a month, your business was losing money at $8,500 a month, and you were bringing in $1,500 a month. Your costs were $8,500, and your income to your business was $1,500. What would you call that business? Well, you'd call it poorly run, but we have a word for it. What's it called? They're bankrupt. If you're a single woman, you're unmarried, you've lost your husband, or single, you have no children, whatever, and your care costs are $8,500 a month, and you have $1,500 or $2,000 a month coming in an income, what would you call that? Well, the federal government calls that indigent. You've just become indigent. And the reason you're indigent is because your income doesn't equal your long-term care costs, your medical costs. And I just talked a minute ago about medical costs for long-term care. Most of the people who are impacted by the costs, the devastating costs of long-term care are women. Yet when people come to see me and they're couples, who invariably does all the talking? The husband. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm a husband. You know, I have the same problem every other husband has. We think we're really important. And we're not always. But that's okay. We think we are. But the person that's going to be impacted the most by long-term care is probably not going to be the husband. Now, I don't want to dismiss it out of hand, because there are lots of men who need long-term care as they get older. You know, lots of them. I have some in my life who are men who are going to spend a lifetime needing the rest of their lives needing long-term care, some form of care. But most of the impact is going to fall to women. One of these days, maybe I'll have guts enough to do a women-only workshop so that I can talk to them without them being overruled. Women, you need to understand that long-term care is primarily your issue. In most families, no matter who it is, if it's mom, if dad needs help and there's no mom, who usually winds up being the caregiver in the family? The daughter or the granddaughter? If dad's dead and mom needs care, who usually winds up being the caregiver? The daughter. Whose house do mom or dad usually move into? The daughter's house. It's I'm not making it up, folks. It's the way it is. And you know that's the way it is, because when you look around at your family or the people you've known, that's exactly what has happened. This is a women's issue. It's a women's financial issue. You know, all the financial planning that happens in life, that you know, you see newspaper ads, you see TV ads, you see, you know, internet ads, you see all kinds of stuff. Show the happy smiling couple, and they show the happy smiling couple what? Sitting on the beach, going off into the sunset. And there's lots of money for mom and dad to retire and go sit on the beach. Now, I want to change that picture. I don't want dad taken out of the picture. And I want mom in a care home, not on the beach. Now tell me how it all is. Now tell me how it all is. There's nothing wrong with planning for the beach and planning for income and planning for all of that kind of stuff so we can spend our golden years traveling to Florence. I love Florence, by the way. Everybody should go to Florence. Or wherever you're going to go. Everybody should be able to fly the grandkids in or fly back to see their family. And all of the commercials you see about planning and money all revolve around the happy couple. I want to take dad out of that picture, put mom in a nursing home, and now tell me how it's working. I would imagine most of you, when you sit down with your financial planner, have never, ever approached that question. You'll talk about what happens when dad dies. Well, it's all good. When dad dies, everything in the account goes to mom. It's in a trust. It's what, okay, good. That's what I wanted. Conversation over. Let me add this to the question. What happens when dad dies and mom goes bonkers? Now what happens? And that's going to happen in a huge percentage of cases. Long-term care is a woman's issue. Wives, I hope you're listening to this show. Women alone, I hope you're listening to this show and what I'm saying. I hope this will motivate you to come and seek answers, because there are answers. But the answers start with a phone call. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Come in and see me, or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and sign up there. At the very least, you should be getting into my workshop on February the 17th, or if you're single or married and have no children, then you should be getting into the workshop for that on February the 13th. That's for people without children only, the one on the 13th. You should be in both of those. 800-999-8007, or go to my workshop, my website, assetsandaging.com. And you can sign up, send me an email and sign up. I hope this is important. I'm going to continue the discussion a little bit in the second half hour, but then I'm going to move on a little bit to some other stuff. But I hope you have taken to heart what I had to say about long-term care as a woman's issue. And it needs to be addressed. And it's a long-term care issue. Care can go on for decades. Are you prepared to answer the question, who's going to take care of me and how am I going to pay for it? If you're not, call me 800-999-8007 during the break. We're going to take a little short break, then we'll be back. Don't go away. There's more to come right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. I'm so glad you're with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. My phone number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. I want to, or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. You can sign up for a workshop. You can email me. You can get on my newsletter list. You can listen to my radio shows, my podcasts, my blog, whatever. You can get more information. In the first half hour, and I hope if you didn't get a chance to hear the first half hour, you will go back, especially if you're a woman, and you will listen to it. You can listen to it on online by going to my website, assetsandaging.com. They're there, and you can listen to it there, and you can re-listen to the first half hour. Long-term care issues is really a woman's issue. Most people needing long-term care are women. It's as simple as that. Most people who are caregivers are women. The expense for long-term care is disproportionately borne by women. The people most likely to go bankrupt from long-term care are women. The good news in all of that is that there's lots of help available so that that doesn't happen. And I want to talk about those a little bit. Always in the context of aging, but also in the context of this being a long-term care being primarily a woman's issue, a women's issue. It's not a particular woman. It's women in general are the ones who suffer the most from long-term care and its financial ravages. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, you can do this, folks. You can plan for this. You can sit in my office or you can sit out there and go, I'm not ever going to let that happen to me, Bob. And you can continue to sound like a complete goof because it does happen to people. It happens to them every day. Then the people who get messed up the most in this are the people who spent their entire life saying, it's not going to happen to me. I wouldn't let it happen to my mother. Well, there's nothing I can do if that's what you believe. But if you believe that's possible, and it is possible because it's happening to millions of people in California right now, then you can plan for this. You can do it. You can do this. The good news is there's help available. There's help available from the VA in lots of ways. How many of you knew that if you're the surviving spouse of a vet and you need care, you're eligible for over $13,000 a year tax-free? How many of you knew that if you were a vet and you need care, you could be eligible for $26,000 a year tax-free to help pay for care? Now, you can pretend that you can't get it. You can pretend that it's not going to work. You can pretend whatever. But remember, every year you go by and don't take advantage of the benefit, you're out $26,000 tax-free dollars. And by the way, the rules are going to change this year. And there's going to be, for the VA, a three-year look back. If you have a certain size acreage, you can't get help. Your income's going to count as an asset, and nobody's going to be able to qualify. There are 7 million Vietnam vets out there waiting for this benefit, and the VA is terrified financially of that group. And they're doing everything they can to pass laws and regulations that will deny Vietnam. The World War II guys are dying off at 1,500 a day, so they're not too concerned about those guys. The ones they're terrified of is their 7 million Vietnam vets, era vets, who are going to be eligible for help, and they don't want them to get it. You don't believe it? Go read the new proposed regulations. Go read the Federal Register of January 2015. Read them. If you weren't at my workshop last week, you should have been. I had probably one of the foremost experts on VA benefits in the state there, and you weren't there. There are benefits available from the VA. No, you don't have to do a... I know you've heard all kinds of stuff. I'm telling you, they're available. I've seen lots of people get help from the VA, paying for assisted living, paying for home care, and I've seen lots of people get $25,000, $26,000 a year tax-free from the VA to pay for that. It's available, and it's available not only to the veteran, it's available to the surviving spouse of a veteran. Well, Bob, my first husband was a vet, but I've been married 4 times, and my current husband isn't. Well, good luck. Probably not in your case. Yes, there are some blackout periods for vets, but most vets, especially the Vietnam guys, if you were in Vietnam, if you were in during the Vietnam War, which was what, 64, I think the wartime years are 64 to 75, and you haven't looked into this, you're just not smart. Because you should be looking into this, and you should be planning for this, and you should be preparing for this. And you should be doing this now. If you have any one of 20-some diseases, and you were in Vietnam, and exposed to Agent Orange, or Thailand, or Cambodia, or other places, you should be paying attention to this before the benefits are gone. Medi-Cal has programs. SSI has programs. Social Security has something called SSI, Supplemental Security Income, which for low-income people will provide more income, and along with SSI, automatically goes Medi-Cal. You don't have to do anything for it. It's part of the deal. I always thought that was a pretty good deal. Medi-Cal has several different programs that help pay for care. The one you're most familiar with is Medi-Cal for nursing homes. Yes, that's great, and people should plan for that. Would you rather pay? Again, today, on the AARP website, I found out that the average cost for a nursing home, a two-bedroom in a nursing home in Sacramento, is $94,000 a month. I mean a year. If you don't mind paying $94,000 a year, then ignore me. No problem, Bob. I'll just write a check. I'm going to be in there 4 or 5 years, but it's okay. I don't care about the money. If you care about the money, then what are you waiting for? Do you think the long-term care fairy is going to come and spread some long-term care fairy dust and make it all better? I haven't ever seen that happen. Maybe it's possible. At what point do you begin to say, you know, I'd rather leave it to my kids than leave it to a nursing home. I'd rather leave it to my kids than to the state of California. I'd rather leave it to my kids or the people I love or the nonprofit than some stranger. I'd rather do that. Well, Bob, we have a trust. It's a fine trust. We did it online. It's fabulous. We have a trust. I don't care if you have a trust. It won't protect anything. The average revocable living trust in and of itself does not protect anything. It has to have language that allows you to protect something. It has to have language that allows you to protect your home and your money and all that other stuff. The fact that you have one means nothing. It's what does it say? Well, I have a power of attorney, Bob, and it's a fine power of attorney. I got it out of a book. Yeah, great. I'm glad you got it out of a book, and I'm glad it's a fine... What does it say? Well, it says my daughter can do anything she wants to do. No, it doesn't. Nothing says you can do everything you want to do. It better say some stuff. You're not sure? Why aren't you getting it looked at? All of these things are I don't want to say easy to take care of, but are all able to be taken care of, but you have to get up off your you-know-what and go do it. Medi-Cal has programs that will pay for in-home care. Did you know this? How many of you knew this? Prior to January of this, prior to this year, if you needed in-home supportive services and you were married, you could only have about $2,000 to get help in-home from IHSS. Now you can have at least $122,000 and maybe more. Did you know that? How many of you knew that that change had happened and there was now help for married couples who were one of them was sick at home? How many of you knew that? It's available. How many of you knew that there's a daycare program called PACE, Program for the All-Inclusive Care of the Elderly, that's available for Alzheimer's patients to receive daycare paid for by Medi-Cal? How many of you knew that? How many of you planned for it? How many of you have done what you have to do to access those benefits? How many of you understand? How many of you understand the three parts to any to all of this? Am I eligible? How do you determine if you're eligible? How do you know if you're? Did you ask the guy over the back fence and he said, "Well, you're not eligible." Oh, good. I'm glad the guy in the... Did you talk to your insurance agent? And he said, you're not eligible. How many long-term Medi-Cal cases has your insurance agent done? You talk to your stockbroker. Your stockbroker said, you're not eligible. You have too much. How many Medi-Cal cases has your stockbroker done? He went to some workshop somewhere, and they said, oh, your clients can't do this. How many of you are receiving advice over the fence or from a friend or from somebody else who has no idea what they're talking about, but you're believing it, and that belief is costing you tens, if not hundreds, of thousands of dollars. I had an attorney call me the other day. One of his clients just recently died, and I had done Medi-Cal for that client who was in a nursing home. And the reason the attorney was calling me was he wanted to pass on a message from the son thanking me because what we did, and this family had been told there was nothing they could do, because what we did saved the family $600,000 that they would have lost had years ago they not sought out my advice and then taken advantage of the advice and done something about it. The reality is, and I am proud to say this, there are lots of people don't like hearing this, they get mad at me, but I'm going to say it anyhow. I have literally, by knowing what you can do, I have literally saved people millions and millions and millions of dollars that would have gone to the state of California or to the corporate owners of a nursing home chain or to wherever it was. Instead, it wound up going to the people that that family loves. And as long as I can, I'm going to keep doing this. But I hope you understand that despite all the naysayers, I hear them all the time everywhere, folks. I hear them in articles. You know what? Let me see if I have it here. Just a second. Don't go away. I just read one in the... I think it's in my office. I just read one in the local newspaper the other day. Here's one right here. Where is this? This is in the local paper. And it's Alzheimer's affects younger women too. It's a wonderful article about early onset Alzheimer's. It doesn't say anything about cost. It doesn't say anything about options. It doesn't say anything about any of that stuff. Remember I told you this was a women's issue? And here's an article that says Alzheimer's affects younger women too, but then it doesn't tell them anywhere what their options are, what they can do, how they can get help, how they can keep from losing it all. Nowhere. Doesn't talk about family, doesn't talk about the impact on caregivers, doesn't talk about any of that. It just says women are now seeing more early onset Alzheimer's. For me, alarm bells go off every time I... There are 630,000 people with Alzheimer's in California. Women in their 60s have a 1 in 6 chance of developing the disease. If I told you you had a 1 in 6 chance of dropping dead tomorrow, would I have your attention? But if I say you have a 1 in 6 chance of having Alzheimer's if you're a woman in your 60s, nobody pays any attention to that. And again, remember what I talked about earlier. Who's going to be your caregiver? If you're a man, it's probably going to be your wife. If you're a woman, you're probably not going to have, your husband will be gone. And who are you going to be looking at to be your caregiver? So no discussion in this article about costs, about help from the VA, about help from Medi-Cal, about daycare, none of it. And here's a quote from a child. Okay, it says, and blah, 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 it's really hard to talk about money, but we have to ask our parents if they've set aside money for care because it's very expensive. Wait a minute. You have to know that if you're a child. My goodness. The article's wonderful. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad it shined light, but it doesn't address any of the real concerns of what happens when we need long-term care. And then even if you know where your mom and dad's money is, do you have the right to access it? Do you have the right to spend it? Can you spend it on them? Can you choose the care facility? The article doesn't address any of the really tough questions. It's just a fluff piece on an issue that is quite serious, that early onset Alzheimer's is becoming more common all the time. By early onset, we mean, you know, younger than 65 or 70, you know, because you're not supposed to get Alzheimer's until you're 90 or 80. In fact, half of all people over 85 have some form of dementia. Alzheimer's is simply the most common form of dementia. There's 8 or 10 different kinds of dementia. So you can do this. You can do it. You are empowered to do this. You have been given the authority and the power to manage your affairs and to make sure. I wish I could just run this show every week until people listen to it. You'd all get tired of it. But I'd like to just run this show every week and let people know it's a woman's issue, that there's help available. You're empowered to access that help and those benefits, but you have to do it. Nobody else can do that for you. It's not a situation without hope. It's not a fun situation. How many of you have ever dealt with somebody with dementia? And when people come to my workshop, I have a little handout. I don't have it in front of me. But it's, you know, dementia. When you hear the word, what do you think of? Seriously, what do you think of? You think of some guy, you know what you all think of. I don't have to go through it. You've all known somebody with dementia, your mom or your dad or your uncle or your best friend or your Aunt Tilly or whoever it is. Everybody knows somebody who's had dementia. What are you going to do with it? When you talk to somebody with dementia, how do you talk to them? A lot of people just raise their voice and go, "Hey, Phil, how are you today?" That doesn't help, folks. How do you feel being around somebody with dementia? When they tell you the same story 12 times in a row, how do you react? How do you deal with that? When they can't pay their bills anymore, what's your plan? When they get lost when they go outside, what's your plan? One of the things this article talked about is these people with Alzheimer's are still driving. That makes me very nervous. One of them said, "Well, I still know how to get to the hairdresser." That's good. What happens when you get in the car and you don't know how to get to the hairdresser that day? Where are you going to drive to? Albuquerque? Is that where they're going to find you? How will you know when you don't know anymore? I'm dead serious with that question. How will you know when you don't know anymore? How will you know it's not safe to drive anymore? How will you know that you no longer remember how to get the railies? It's just glossed over. But how do you deal with someone with dementia? Do they make you uncomfortable? Do they have bodily functions and hygiene issues that you have a tough time dealing with because they can't remember where the bathroom is? Well, Bob, you're making me uncomfortable now. Good. I learned a long time ago, and I've been doing this a long time, that the realities of this are really hard. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, you know, who has to change his wife's diapers all the time. And sometimes while he's changing her diapers, she runs off down the hallway, and it's not nice what he has to do next. Are you prepared to do that? Are you prepared to give your mother or your father a bath? Are you prepared to deal with their hygiene needs and their food needs and their demands and their insistence that you're not their child anymore? Are you prepared to deal with the paranoia when they think you're stealing everything from them or you've turned gremlins loose in the house that are coming to get them? Bob, this is uncomfortable. I'd rather you didn't talk about that stuff. I would like to not be able to talk about it, that stuff, but it's my world. It's my world. And it's what really happens. So how do you deal with someone with dementia? Are you prepared to deal with that person that you love? You just adore them. You love them more than life itself when they don't know who you are anymore. How many of you are prepared to deal with the guilt that comes with dementia? Because you somehow think you caused this, or that you did something wrong, or you said the wrong thing to this person and now they're upset. When it has nothing to do with you, they have a brain disease. I don't have a simple answer for you. I have answers, and the answers are different for every person. They are just simply different for every person. But the good news is, you can do this. You can prepare for this. You are empowered to do this. You have the right to do this. There are regulations that are encouraging you to do this. Also, remember what I said in the first half hour. And again, if you didn't hear the first half hour, go listen to it again. If you're a woman, it'll be one of the most important 26 minutes that you'll listen to in a long time. Because long-term care is and always has been and always will be primarily a woman's issue. It's just a fact. Most of the people who become impoverished by the cost of long-term care are women. One of the greatest fears women have is how are they going to take care of themselves when their husband dies and they need care? Because they took care of their grandma or their mom or their grandma. And they remember what that was like and how hard that was. So get a pencil and a piece of paper. If you're driving, don't do this. Isn't it terrible I have to say that? You would think common sense would say, don't get a piece of paper and pencil while you're driving. But I have to say, don't get a piece of pencil and paper if you're driving. Write down this phone number. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Yes, if you live in Sacramento, you still call the 800 number. And then do this. Purpose that at the first opportunity, you're going to grab your husband or you're going to grab your kids or whoever it is, and you're going to get in and sit down and see me and make sure you're not the next victim of all of this because you didn't want to take the time to talk about it because it's uncomfortable. This stuff is really uncomfortable. It's hard. It's guilt-ridden. But the good news is, together we can get through it. Together, you can do this. Together, we can make a difference in your life, the life of your grandma, the life of your family, the life of your spouse, the life of your whoever it is. You can do this. And if you don't have children, you should be in my office this afternoon, because you don't have the normal support system that families have where they have four or five kids to help with this process. If you don't have kids, I don't care if you're married or not married, you have even more issues. You all should plan on getting to my workshop on the 17th, or if you don't have kids, my special workshop on the 13th, you can call for more information. My number is 800-999-8007. But at the very least, you should be calling that number and arranging a free appointment and coming and sitting down in my office and taking advantage of the fact that today, it's not too late. The day may come when it is. Today, you're empowered to solve all these problems. Today, you're able to access the benefits to which you're entitled and which you may need. But you have to do it. The good news is, you can. You can do this. Together we can do this. Together with your family, we can do this. Stop listening to the naysayers. Stop listening to the people who tell you there's no hope. It's full of hope. There's lots of hope here. You just have to get up and do it. I hope you found the program helpful. I'll be here again next week. I've been on KFBK for 20 years. I hope I have 20 more. I look forward to seeing you all soon. Give me a call, 800-999-8007. Get in to see me. Get to one of the workshops. But begin to take care of the issues of aging. Thanks so much for joining me. Listen to my podcast Wednesday at noon. And I'll see you here again next week, same time, same place, on Assets in Aging, Affording the Future. Bye-bye.